Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee on January 27, 2014. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and I want to ask our secretary, Michael Novick, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lona Elias from PFW asked for an absence. Jessica Apollinar, KPFC, not here. Carolyn Burden, WBAI, not here. Fred Blair, KPFK. Not here. Lydia Bozon, KPFK?
Here.
Adriana Casaneve, KPFT?
Here.
Benito Diaz, PFW, asked for absence. Mark Hernandez, KPFA? Not here, I don't think. Cynthia Johnson? Was he Brazil? Cynthia Johnson, KPFA? Not here. Hank Lamb, KPFT? Here. Bob Berger, the chair, WBAI.
Here.
Here. This is Michael Novick, secretary, KPFK. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI, I think is not really a member anymore. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
And Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Here.
So we have seven, which is not a quorum, but I think we said we don't have any voting business and we're going to proceed.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And yes, let me just do this formally. Is there any objection to proceeding with informal discussion, including revisiting the question of our next meeting date, which is the only decision I think that we have to make tonight, and that, you know, could be subject to an email poll to see if there's any other ideas. But is there any objection to moving forward in that way? Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll do tonight.
I think a meeting that doesn't have a quorum can adjourn to a date for the next meeting.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Thank you for noting that. Yeah, so actually we can officially decide the next meeting date. Do we want to take that up first, and then we can discuss kind of the status of some of the work we're doing. So let me see. I'm just trying to pull up the KPFTX calendar for February. Give me one second, folks. Sorry.
I have it here. It's a lot of open dates.
Okay.
Monday the 3rd, 17th, 24th is governance at this point.
Right. Okay, so for now, until we have new people elected, which, you know, some of the elections could happen as early as February. It depends on what the different LSBs do. And by the way, just a reminder to everyone to remind your chairs of your LSBs to hold elections as soon as possible for all the PNB committees, including elections. But in any case, does anyone have concerns about Monday, February 17th? Just as a point of reference, the PNB is having its in-person meeting from February 7th through 10th. So this would give us a chance to respond to whatever, hopefully, that they take up the business from our committee, and then we can see where we're at with that. What do people think about the 17th?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I think that's when we have our local governance committee meeting.
Oh, really?
Mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we could try a different night of the week. I won't be available on any of the Tuesdays. For Wednesday, the only one open would be the 26th. Is that a problem for anyone? February 26th, Wednesday?
That's after our local board meeting, so we might have, our membership.
Right.
Cleared.
Conceivably, yeah.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so I'm not hearing anyone who has a conflict on that night, so then why don't we... Then let me ask formally, is there any objection to...
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
This is Lydia. Okay, so back to the 17th, in case there are any objections, if I don't run for elections. That may be okay anyway.
Well, didn't you say it was a local government?
Right, yeah.
So there might, you know,
yeah, but the,
the
PMB elections are before that.
Oh, I see.
So I'm saying if I don't run as a director for this committee, it would be a moot point. So I am saying, you know, don't do it because I can't do it.
Right, but I'm saying we don't know who will replace you, and that person may actually also be on the governance committee. We just don't know. So
okay.
I think it would be better to leave it a date that as of now we don't know of any conflicting meetings.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if there's several people who can't attend the 26th, several of the newly elected people, then we can always revisit that online.
Right.
But,
okay.
All right. So is there any objection to Wednesday, February 26th, as the next meeting of the Elections Committee? Okay. Hearing none, then that's when we'll meet next. Okay. So now the business that I had suggested for tonight, and we can, of course, alter this if you'd like. Approval of the minutes, well, since we don't have a quorum, we can't really do that. Although I would encourage people to read the minutes that Michael put together. They're very comprehensive. That was for the January 13th meeting. I posted that yesterday. Okay, and then the major discussion is next steps on cost-cutting in general, and in particular, the drafting of the request for proposals. So,
this is Lydia.
Yes.
excuse me, also kind of a housekeeping item that may have some bearing on the election of our LSB members of committees coming up, is that if Michael is able to go back so that we can complete all of our minutes for one thing, and see if he can determine the attendance of the members. Because that might have some bearing when different people are running, because then we can ask the person, you know, you were unable to make six of the meetings, which exceeds what you're supposed to do. Can you, do you think you'll be able to if you run again? I mean, you can be nice about it, but still. Because I don't think we haven't been very strict about that, and we haven't been making quorum.
Michael,
I'll try to do that. Sure, I'll try to do that. I think that going forward, I need to, if I stay on, I say a secretary or whoever is secretary, we should probably have like a grid.
Yeah, that would be good.
Everybody's attendance.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. Make it very easy. And we could put it on the Yahoo group, and then anyone in the committee could look at it. It wouldn't just be in the personal possession of the secretary.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that would be real helpful. All right, thank you. So why don't we just see where we're at on cost-cutting in general and RFP in particular. I did, those of you on the committee know that I posted the link to the 2012 request for proposals, which was in turn based in large part on the 2009 RFP that in both cases our committee drafted the entire thing. I mean, we certainly submitted it to the PMB for approval, and my recollection is they didn't make any changes. And I would suggest that we would use that same process going forward. And the EDs at the time in each case, or the IEDs, I believe, whatever was the case, they reviewed it and they didn't have any changes, again, to my best recollection. So I think it's in pretty good shape. It just needs a little bit of updating. One thing, the substantive change that I do know is that the PNB has since voted last year to mandate that all of the 10 elections, that is the staff election and the listener election at each of the five stations, be conducted via both electronic voting and paper balloting. So that needs to be written into the RFP. And folks may, you know, folks as you go through it with a fine-tooth comb may discover other changes that you think should be made. And so we were talking offline earlier, and Margie very kindly agreed to be the first eye to review it, and then she'll pass it on to Michael Novick for a second review. Is there anyone else on the committee who wants to take a kind of a line-by-line look to see if it needs any updating? Okay, well, that's fine. I think two people going over it carefully is good. And then, Michael, when you're done with that, then you can post it to the committee. And I would say, as long as we have it maybe a week before that next meeting, which is, what did we just say, the 26th. So, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of February 19th, 20th, whatever, that would be helpful. All right. Any other comments on the RFP?
Okay, so I've just gone into my, I'm looking through my email. When did you send it, Bob?
I didn't send it as a separate email. It was at the top of the agenda for tonight's meeting, the link.
Oh, okay, okay.
The link to, strangely, it remains.
Oh, there's a link to it. I
remains
did, I found it.
On the Pacifica website for the 2012.
Well, many things do. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, I found it. I knew I had seen it before, but now I lost it momentarily.
Right.
Anyway, I will. I'll look it over or maybe Michael should look it over and put it in. Well,
Michael
I'll
said
communicate
would,
with Michael.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
just communicate.
Yeah, you
with
can
you.
Work out the logistics of how to do it. Okay. Anyone else have any comments or questions about the RFP process? And you know, I mean, well, just to take it forward. Okay, so the two of you will review it. You'll recommend whatever wording changes. We'll review those line by line at the February meeting. And then I would say we would vote to approve it and pass it on to the PNB and urge the PNB to act quickly so that, and of course the ED, so that then it can be, once it's approved, it can be put out. We may want to also look, I'll try to look in some of the archival emails as to what places it was posted to, and if anyone knows of any organizations that it should be circulated to, or any newsletters, you know, I'm not talking about paid ads, but if there are listservs or websites that deal with elections, you know, we want to cast as broad a net as we can, although I think this is unfortunately a pretty small world of mainly companies and then maybe one or two nonprofits that do this kind of work. Oh, now I remember the question I had for the committee. The 2012 RFP included both election management, i.e. being a national election supervisor and being one of the five local election supervisors, and balloting and tabulation services. And it offered the respondent the opportunity to either bid on the whole package or just one piece or one and a half pieces. You know, we allowed people to be flexible, people or organizations. Now, we've just put out a call formally at our last meeting to the PNB to make sure that the ED posts the NES job as a separate job posting. I personally would say we have nothing to lose by continuing the format of last time, which is that the RFP also includes what amounts to an NES job description. You know, yes, I know that may seem like those are conflicting processes, but it seems like it's all in the interest of casting a broader net, because some of the companies may have personnel on their staffs or consultants or contacts who could do a good job of being an NES, so why not also send that to them? I mean, I guess the only thing we have to check is to make sure that the two versions aren't, that there are no discrepancies. So maybe we could just import into the RFP the text that we approved last year of the job announcement. Was that clear, or did I confuse people?
Well, it's clear to me. It's Bruce.
Okay.
Yeah, it's clear enough.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay. So I guess that's a request to Margie and Michael, is as part of your review, if you could compare it to the NES job description, which I believe is included in the report to the PNB, which I sent a few days ago and CC'd the committee on. Oh, you know,
okay.
maybe we should just take a minute for whatever listeners we may have to very quickly go over what was in that report. Hopefully, you know, if we have good luck, we'll hear the PNB go through that report publicly in their meeting in Washington, February 7th through 10th. But just as a preview for listeners, I can tell you very quickly what the main items are. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So, you know, I summarized the work we've done last year on different fronts and then went straight to the three motions, which are the most pressing. And those are the one, the PNB directs the IED to post and advertise a job announcement for NES forthwith. And the second one, which is that the PNB directs the IED to direct the general managers at all five stations to implement the following process for both classes of members, which is, and then the process it refers to is the one that the PNB passed at our request last July, which is to do a mailing to try to clean up the mailing list for, you know, addresses that are outdated and also to collect email addresses. And to include a fundraising appeal with that. And then the third motion is one that, believe it or not, has still never been voted on, although we passed it in October of 2012, which basically was at a time that the IED had changed the election calendar, and it was basically saying that our position is, and we asked the PNB to assert that if there are to be changes, as much as we may have, you know, we may not like the fact that there are any changes, but if there are to be changes, they have to be made by the PNB and not by the IED on her own. So that's basically what our report contained. Are there any questions or comments on the report? Okay. All right, so now let's go back to our next steps as a committee. So aside from carefully reviewing the RFP, and, well, Michael, why don't you talk about your contact with the League of Women Voters of Los Angeles?
Well, I didn't actually contact them. I just saw that today. I've been looking at some other possible sources, and none of them seem very pertinent. There are a bunch of, you know, election management consulting services that include some people who want to bid on the whole thing as opposed to, you know, some piece of it for a nonprofit. So,
well, tell us what you found on the League of Women Voters website.
Okay. Well, only Los Angeles that I found. I did look at, you know, Houston, Berkeley, New York, and D.C., and the leagues in those areas don't offer this. But the League of Women Voters in Los Angeles has a tab for election management on their, you know, navigation bar, and it says we can manage your elections. Elections management task, League of Women Voters of LA manages elections for many different types of organizations: housing, development, neighborhood councils, nonprofit organizations, homeowner associations, unions, and associations. They've organized overseen a myriad of elections throughout the greater LA area. Each organization has its own unique needs. LWVLA has the experience analysis to ensure a comprehensive fair election planning, bylaw review, election procedures, and scheduling, phone and email contacts for advice and assistance, meeting with committees and boards. Organization of candidate or issue forums, setting procedures and timelines, moderating the forum, running the election, monitoring registration and voting, monitoring election-based procedures, counting ballots and announcing results, certifying election results. League and its volunteers travel throughout the city for meetings, candidate forums, and elections. Costs are negotiated on basic clients, specific needs, a number of voters. And they have a phone number and an email. Okay. I don't call them, but I just,
are you able to call them and get more detail on what they...
Yeah, I'll call them tomorrow. I just saw this today, actually. So I was trying to get ready for this meeting.
That's great that you discovered that, because that could be, you know, that might be very useful, at least for the L.A., you know, elections in some capacity.
Yeah, but as I say, I did look, after I saw that, I said, oh, wow, so went to the national and clicked on the different chapters, and nobody else jumped out with that.
Yeah, I just looked at the New York, the League of Women Voters New York website, and indeed there is nothing like that in New York. So you might want to ask, because sometimes websites don't have every single service that an organization offers, so would you be willing at some point before our next meeting to call the National League of Women Voters and ask them if they know of any other cities that, or any of the five cities in, you know, where we have stations that offer such services? Or, if, for that matter, maybe, who knows, maybe the national organization will offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked at the last meeting about other people making similar calls in their local area. Let's see. I don't have the minutes in front of me, but who is it? Somebody from Houston volunteered. Is that you, Adriana?
Yes. I've been in Phoenicia. I have some talks with the same group, and I'm trying to get a different group to that is a nonprofit, but I don't know. I'm trying to see if they if they have the experience, if they want to do something like that. But I was talking to somebody from the League of Women Voters in Houston too, and maybe we will have the same option. I mean, I don't have really that much time, but I talked to somebody there. They are interested. You know, they want to know a bunch of details, but they are interested.
Okay, good. Well, you know, as soon as we, I would say even after we approve the RFP or recommend the RFP to the PNB, we could informally circulate it to you know, local organizations with the proviso that this is not final, it's not approved, it's still subject to PNB approval, but this will give you a general idea of the types of services we'll probably be looking for, and at least it would speed up the process so we don't have to wait if there's a delay on the PNB end, you know, in trying to explore with local agencies whether they could take on even. And I think the thing to emphasize with all these folks is, if they get overwhelmed by the number of responsibilities, to just say, even if you could do part of it, let us know. You know, depending on cost issues, it might be worth it to us. And not only cost, but remember, when you're dealing with an outside organization, especially one with a respected track record like the League of Women Voters, the issue of voter trust is very important. And so even if they just took over one task that in the past has been very contentious, that could help us regardless of cost issues. So those are some considerations. Well, let me ask the other members of the committee. I know I did ask on the last call, but I'll ask again just to be a little pushy. Is there anyone else who might be willing to help with phone calls in your signal area? And I think it was Nancy Saibara Natomi who had suggested universities. I think that was an excellent idea, maybe political science departments. You never know where you might find people who would be willing or even, you know, excited about the prospect of learning a new skill or, you know, trying to be of community service. So is there anyone who would be willing to make a few phone calls over the next month?
This is Margie. I'm hesitant to volunteer. On the other hand, there is someone on my LSB that I think might be willing to do this. Is there any objection to my asking that person?
I think
doesn't have
fine.
To be a member of this committee.
No, I don't see any reason they do have to be. And as long as they're clear that they're not authorized to offer anything, they're
right,
exploring
right.
the possibilities. And, you know, you can use... you can send that person, I mean, if they agree to do it, you can send your LSB colleague the 2012 RFP.
Sure.
In fact, actually, now that I think about it, if anyone is talking to anyone about doing any services, the RFP is public. It's on the website. So you can say, obviously, we can't guarantee that this year's will be an identical package of services, but it's probably going to be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, we don't need to delay and wait for our review this year, blah, blah, blah. You can just, if anyone is even a slight bit interested, just send them that link
okay.
and say, this will give you a really good idea of what's entailed. And,
okay.
You know, So. Yeah.
All right. So I'll contact this person and see what they say. Okay.
Terrific. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Well, we'll keep asking, and maybe some of the newly elected people. Hopefully, we'll get some new people in February, and that they will be willing to come forward and help at the local level. All right. Well, I don't have anything else on the agenda at this point. Does anyone else want to discuss any next steps or suggestions for moving forward? Okay. I guess... Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Well, I'd ask if we could have a discussion about the question of the on-air carts.
Okay.
And
not
to make any decision, but I'd just like to send people out and see what people think.
Sure. Okay. So, we're not voting on anything. We're just discussing our general opinions on it. Okay. So, go ahead, Michael. Explain.
Well, I take the affair with us in the election where we have to let the entire local station board go through the quorum last time. That means we're going to have 18 seats to fill. You know, by past expectations, I think that means like we might have 54 candidates because we had, you know, more than 30 last time for 9 seats. So the prospect of trying to schedule, you know, multiple cards for all those people, I just think it's diminishing returns. I think that you don't get much into your time and reputation just sort of turns people off. I know there is a hassle at all the stations with programmers and, schedulers and so on. And so I'm just wondering about either reducing it or eliminating the individual ones in favor of a much more effective group form procedure. So that's what I'm thinking about it. Would appreciate any feedback on. If everybody thinks it's a hard idea, I'll just forget about it.
Adrian?
And Margie.
Yeah, go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, I really believe that...
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes. Yes?
Yeah.
I believe that was one of the... worst problem that we have, at least in Houston, that is the source of a bunch of animosity, fights, and really, and it's so unfair that finally you don't know really if it's any benefit at all. Most of the time when you talk to listeners, they tell you that they are being turned off because it's always the same people playing over and over. And that is what I felt in Houston. That is my experience in Houston.
Okay. Was that Margie?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't exactly have the same problem at our station. What the concern is with the programmers is the amount of time that the carts take up and whether or not they're effective. And one idea that we had was to make one cart that says there's an election going on, people are running for office. You know, if you've paid your money, you get to vote. Please go here to read the candidates' statements. And instead of having, you know, big, long hours spent with the carts playing. So it's just a thought, but it's sort of a way to simplify the whole thing and maybe... unify it in a sense because it's not this kind of endless hearing of the voices over and over and over again. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. all.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, this is Bruce.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sort of, I have a, for WPFW, I think our problem is similar to what Adriana was describing in Houston, and that's that the playing of the cards, and we were, this last election that we did have, we were electing an entire LSB, but still it seemed like a few of the candidates had their cards being played constantly, especially during the best hours, and others were not played at all, or you know, like very, very rarely. And there were complaints made to the local supervisor, and I'm not saying he didn't try to do anything, I don't know, but it just seemed like it was a problem that never really got solved. And I'm not saying it was anything, it was done on purpose, we don't know. You know, they could be, we could say it's done on purpose, but it just seems like if we're going to run the carts, you know, we absolutely have to find a way to make it equitable. As far as the airtime for the programmers, in my experience over the last few years, is the programmers don't like to play the carts, pretty much, period. And that's part of the problem, is so they don't log them properly. They don't, you know, they may enter another log, they played carts when they really didn't, or they're just grabbing carts and playing them, and that's why they're not, you know, making sure that they're playing different carts on different days. So the part of the problem does have to do with making sure the programmers will buy into the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize it takes time from the regular airing, but the election, you know, is a special period, and it just seems like they need, it's hard to make it work properly if they're not helping us out. We are a radio, and we are supposed to be on the air, so I think people, it's good for them to hear the candidates' voices. It's just that if they're only hearing like 5 voices out of 18, then it's not doing as much good. Anyway.
Hi, Prostack.
Go ahead, Hank.
Yeah, we experienced the same thing at KPFT. You know, the simple fix is, you know, if you don't play the cards when you're supposed to, walk it out of the station for that show or that week if you're only once a week.
Hank, it's very hard to hear you. Can you adjust your phone?
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can.
You go in and out.
It's much better.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We had the same problem at KPFT, and the simple solution is, since the programmers exist because of the station and they owe their very program to the station, just make it a rule that if they don't play the cards when they're supposed to, they get walked out for that show. Come back next week if your show's once a week. Come back tomorrow if it's once a day. Simple fix. And, you know, let somebody go home a time or two, they'll never miss a card again.
Okay, anyone else?
Again?
Yes.
We did in Houston to kind of open journalists like forums where with 5 candidates at a time, like an hour each or half an hour, the 5 candidates, and I think that are more effective because in a way, when you hear different cards, and like we said, it's unfair, we have problems with the programmers, some people are playing in prime time, so that, you know, are not. If the listeners get the idea that it's kind of a dispute, like Margie said, probably if we can keep playing a card that is directing people to where they can read, or you know, they can even see the candidates and what they believe, and maybe that is more effective. And we will not have, Hank said it too, but that is a common problem. You know, it's so difficult to enforce because you need to go, you have a LES that doesn't have the power to tell things to the programmer. Then you need to involve the program director, the general manager, the AD, and finally it's not effective. When all of these start working, it's too late and the election is over. And the resentment is all there.
Hey, Joanna? The reason it didn't work is because Ernesto didn't have the power to do it either. They were all in a quandary about what to do. If we have a set, fast mm-hmm. rule, then nobody's in question. You know, they don't have any questions about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Well, so this is something we'll keep thinking about and considering, and maybe I can post the PNB's policy adopted in 2009 that mandated a certain number of playings by each station of each candidate's cart throughout the election. It was, you know, that you must do a total of X number of times playing the cart at different hours of the day. And similarly, there was a mandate for, I think it was originally two on-air candidate debates containing every single candidate, and then I actually can't remember. I believe our committee recommended that be cut to one because it was just too much. And anyway, we can look into the history of exactly what, you know, what the most recent policy was, but these are all questions we should reconsider.
I've forgotten one point. May I make it?
Sure, yes.
That one of the biggest things about playing cards was that, you know, they haven't always been played equitably. And part of the reason is because the ballots are out and people are voting before the cards are all played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my campaign's not done and you've already voted for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is a, you know, tremendous problem. Or it was for us. I don't know that it's the same everywhere, but I suspect it is.
Right.
You know, I think the ballots were out 3 weeks before the campaigns actually ended.
Hmm. Okay.
Adriana, was that your recollection?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a problem too. I mean, when you try later on to make it equal, it's too late because a bunch of people already sent, you know, the ballots. And sometimes they never heard one of the candidates. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, are there any further comments on this topic or any other topics about, you know, how to change the elections to be run better this year?
Oh.
All right. Well, hearing none, then let's all, you know, think about these issues and see what we can do locally to look for organizations that could help us. And then I guess we'll see everyone on, or we'll talk to everyone on, what is it, February?
Wednesday, 26th.
Okay. All right. Well.
Very good.
Thanks. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bob, I just want to say that you're one of the best chairs I've ever encountered in KPFA. There's a wide range to pick from, but I really appreciate the way you run a meeting.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thanks a lot.
Smooth and even-handed. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Smooth and even-handed.
Smooth and even-handed. I totally agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you all. You're great to work with. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.